On the seven holy days in the biblical calendar, the message about each particular holy day or feast is usually presented by the speaker, today myself, in two parts. First of all, we try to show you the origin and meaning, the origin and significance of each holy day. We spend some time on it. But we also include a second part, which is its personal application in our lives. So this is, as you heard in the sermonette, and the opening prayer as well, the feast of Pentecost. And there is a personal application that we all have in keeping this particular day. So a quick revision is in order. In the Jewish religion, that is Judaism, although, you know, the Judaism of today is not the same Judaism of 2,000 years ago, and the Judaism of 2,000 years ago, or at the time of Jesus Christ, is not the same Judaism as the religion in the Old Testament. We understand that. But generally speaking, in the Jewish religion, Pentecost goes by the name of Feast of Weeks. Mentioned, I believe, once, you know, in the Bible as well, in the Old Testament, Feast of Weeks. So, and as such, it has reference to a harvest. The Israelites were an agricultural people. In fact, all society was agricultural at that time. If you lived near the sea, then, of course, you were seafaring people. But basically, everybody was involved in agriculture. By being a harvest, it means that a feast was arrived after you counted 7 weeks and one day from a particular date. That's how you arrive, to the day Pentecost. In the Jewish religion, the Feast of Weeks. In the Christian times, Pentecost is equally arrived at by counting 7 weeks and one day from the weekly Sabbath during the days of unleavened bread. So, you know, 7 times 7 plus 1 makes 50. The first Pentecost in New Testament times was when God called, and this has never happened before, when God called 3,000 people at once to receive salvation, to have the opportunity for salvation. That's quite a number, isn't it? 3,000 people all in one day. These were people that, with God's help, prepared themselves. These were people who were probably had probably listened a good half a year or so before Jesus Christ began his ministry to another preacher of righteousness, John the Baptist. These were people who believed more in the prophets in the Old Testament rather than the Sadducees and Pharisees of the day, the religious leaders of the day. So God decided to call 3,000 people all at once, all on one day. A special miracle. This was never repeated. All on one particular day, on the day of Pentecost. The New Testament refers to those called to salvation on this particular first Pentecost, 2,000 years ago and thereafter, as the first fruits.